We've got desperate dogs, old lunchboxes, and overdue books making good news. Officials in Jacksonville, Florida, saved a dog they found stuck on the edge of a bridge. It was like thinking about ending it all. Not clear how the dog got there, but they were able to hoist her back over the side. And thank goodness the dog is okay. But just the way the dog was kind of hovering over the edge, everybody was so worried about the puppy. But all's well that ended well.
I don't think you'd be able to hoist me back over, Jan.
Yes, I would. I'd have the strength of me, and I would just one arm.
Like, too bad for Nick.
No. A little push.
He'll be fine.
He'll be fine. He can swim. Yep.
There's a woman in Virginia that just got her lunchbox back. Weird story is, she lost it at school 40 years ago. Plumber found it tucked inside an access panel of a wall.
Mm.
It was a Heathcliff-themed lunchbox.
Oh.
The school was able to track her down because her mom wrote her name inside of the lunchbox. So a little extreme tracking, and they find her. It's actually 42 years later.
That's
I'm trying
incredible.
To think back what would have been my, mine would have been probably a Bobby Orr lunchbox, I think. Mm. I think a Bobby Orr lunchbox, so
wow.
From way wow. back.
A guy in Detroit found an old library book that he forgot to return over 50 years ago. Well, so he goes back to the library. They waived the fine, but he calculated that at 25 cents a day, he would have owed over $4,500. So he's turning it into a fundraiser for kids literacy group called Reading is Fundamental. He put up the first 10% and he's trying to crowdfund the rest. Absolutely. And reading is fundamental. So I like that he is trying to make that money back for the library.
He's putting the fun in fundamental.
9:34, you're waking up with Kiss 98.5.